Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Picture this, you're watching a big screen movie with your friends, but you're sitting on the grass, not in a theater, huh? The Toronto Outdoor Picture Show lets you watch really great movies for free under the stars in parks across the city in Fort York, the Corktown Commons, the Christie Pits, and Bell Manor Park. Feature movies include Wim Wenders' Perfect Days, Boots Riley's Sorry to Bother You, and Steven Soderbergh's Out of Sight, to name just three. And there's also the Toronto Palestine Film Fest showing a free film on August 9th at the Christie Pits, with music, food, and items for sale by local artisans, followed by an outdoor screening of Alam the Flag, directed by Firas Khoury. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies about journeys. We've got four old college friends heading to Key West for a wedding, a Trinidadian man flying to Toronto in search of his long-gone father, and a retired woman with a teenage boy in Georgia going to Istanbul in search of a missing girl. The Fabulous Four, directed by Jocelyn Moorhouse. Marilyn, Lou, Alice, and Kitty are friends from university who have stayed close, though separate, for over half a century. Now, they're back together again, face-to-face in quaint Key West, Florida. Marilyn, played by Bette Midler, is a flamboyant homemaker who's getting remarried there. Her longtime husband died just a few months earlier. Her adult daughter is opting out. She thinks it's too soon. Lou, played by Susan Sarandon, never married. She's devoted her life instead to a career as an accomplished surgeon. She's earnest, stubborn, and moralistic. When she's not at the hospital, she's probably playing with her beloved cats or reading a novel by Hemingway. Kitty, played by Cheryl Lee Ralph, is a successful cannabis grower and manufacturer known for her powerful edibles. But she's had a falling out with her daughter, who joined a religious sect that strictly forbids sex, drugs, and rock and roll. She wants Kitty to move into an old age home against her will. Finally, Alice, played by Megan Mullally, a successful recording artist, is an unapologetic free spirit. Like Lou, she never married, but unlike the uptight surgeon, Alice will bed any man she fancies. Or, as her friends describe her, she's a postmenopausal wolf in heat. But there's a bit of tension among the four. Marilyn and Lou have been feuding since they were roommates in a Manhattan apartment after graduating from college. Kitty and Alice had to trick Lou into coming. She doesn't even know about Marilyn's wedding. But things get better after a few days in Key West. The formerly sullen Lou is glowing now after a random encounter with local bar owner named Ted, played by Bruce Greenwood. And the four of them have fun on boat rides, paragliding, and exploring the restaurants and bars. But tension still remains between Marilyn and Lou that threatens the wedding itself. What is their feud about? Why has it lasted so long? And can it be resolved? The Fabulous Four is a comedy about a reunion of four aging women who get together for their last big blast. It's goofy and a bit campy. The plot is paint by numbers with very few surprises. The drunk or stupid or stone jokes are tired, but there are some genuinely funny bits, like Lou taking down a bicycle thief using a sex toy. But it gets bogged down with predictable age-related gags about incontinence and old people not knowing what TikTok is. So lots of eye-rolling and a bit of cringiness, but luckily no extreme humiliation, and I was never bored. How could I be with Susan Sarandon and Bette Midler in the same movie? It's written and directed by women, which might explain why there was more niceness and less outrageousness and disgustingness than your average teen comedy. Doubles, written and directed by Ian Harnan, Harnery. Donnie, played by Sanjeev Bodu, operates a double stand with his mother in Trinidad. Doubles are, if you never had one, they're snacks made of curried chana between two pieces of soft yellow fried bread. Times are hard and they really need more money, but their property is all in his dad's name. He moved to Canada many years ago to advance his career and never came back. Now he's a rich guy with a successful chef who opens up his own fancy restaurant and has a big house, with while his family back home in Trinidad is still struggling to get by. So Donnie buys himself a ticket and flies to Toronto for a week to work out the financials. But his mother stresses, "Don't be like your father. He's probably living with some other woman. Come right back." But when he arrives on a cold winter day, he discovers it's nothing like he expected. He visits his father, Ragbir, played by Errol Sitaharal, at his Caribbean restaurant. Turns out, he's not the chef. He's the dishwasher. He lives in a small house without any luxuries, and then Donnie meets Anita, played by Roshana Cumberbatch, a greeter at the restaurant. She calls him her brother from another mother, a half-sister he never knew about. The biggest surprise, Ragbir himself is dying of cancer and desperately needs a bone marrow donor to save his life. Can Donnie accept his father's unexpected condition, and is he willing to donate his needed bone marrow? Doubles is a poignant drama about father-son relationships and the immigrant experience. It's a rough story, harrowing at parts, especially as the father's health declines, in a great portrayal by Errol Sitaharal. Visually, I found the movie very drab and plain looking. The locations, people, and places in both Trinidad and Toronto, I assume that's intentional to set the tone, but it amounts to the opposite of eye candy. At the same time, the characters and story seem sad but genuine, and it's the first time I've ever seen Trinidadians explicitly portrayed in a Canadian movie before. And no spoilers here, despite the heavy topics, the film does close on a happier note. And it's being released theatrically just in time for Caravana. Crossing, written and directed by Levan Hakim. Achi, played by Lucas Kankava, is a young layabout in a beachside house by the Black Sea in Georgia, not far from the Turkish border. He lives with his abusive brother, his sister-in-law, and their constantly crying baby. He wants to move somewhere far away, but he's unemployed and flat broke. Ms. Leah, played by Mazia Arabuli, is a dignified retired school teacher from the same village. She's looking for her beloved niece, Tekla. She hasn't seen her in many years, but is knocking on doors to try to find her and apologize for something she did way back when. His brother claims he's never heard of her, but Achi jumps at the chance to talk with Ms. Leah. He says he remembers Tekla, a trans woman who lived in the place a few doors down, but she moved to Istanbul and gave him her address before she left. He offers to take her there and even do a bit of translating. With some reservations, Leah agrees and buys their tickets. When they arrive, they're both impressed by the city's grandeur and beauty. And with the help of two street urchins, he finds the place in the red light district she's supposed to be working at. But she's not there, and no one has ever heard of her. Leah becomes increasingly anxious about locating Tekla, even as friction builds between Leah and Achi as he looks for ways to live in the new city and earn a living, but they still share a room in a pension. At the same time as all this is going on, Evrim, a young woman, played by Denise Dumanli, is following her own path. She works at a social welfare NGO called Pink Life, where she helps needy LGBT and other people in that neighborhood. She's also passing through the Byzantine legal process of transitioning her gender. As a trans woman, she's often harassed as a sex worker, but she's actually an accredited lawyer, one of the few people who know how to confront the police when they overstep their bounds. So Leah and Achi eventually meet up with Evren to try to locate Tekla. What will Leah do if she finds her? Will Achi stay on in Istanbul if Leah returns home to Georgia? And what about Evren? Crossing is an amazing adventure and drama following the lives of an unexpected group of people navigating their way through the underbelly of Istanbul's culture. It's a coming-of-age film about kinship and discovery. Great acting, beautiful cinematography, and an excellent script. We get to see their encounters with the people they meet. Evren on the street, Achi in a nightclub, and Leah in the night market. The characters are fascinating and multifaceted, revealing their hidden histories as the story progresses. At the same time, it's a total tearjerker with a number of deeply moving scenes. Interestingly, Crossing is only the second Georgian movie I've ever seen, and surprise, it's by the same filmmaker, Swedish-born Georgian director Levan Akin. I strongly recommend this great movie. The Fabulous Four and Doubles opens in Toronto this weekend with Crossing playing at the TIFF Lightbox. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.